top guys got a pass and made a good play, but I thought the D to their goalies there.
Has Kari been in a zone like this all season?
Yeah, just the last month, boy, he's really brought his game to a new level. And, you know, yeah, the shutout and everything, but just how clean he was and the rebound control, I think, is what the most impressive part to me was. And he's given our guys the belief there that he's not going to let any in, and he hasn't for a couple of games.
You can't afford to lose any with the way the points are. Everybody's pushing you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no breaks, and I'm really realizing that in this league, that there's no breaks, and if you take your foot off the gas for a second, someone's going to pass. So we need to just go game by game and make sure we focus on our game and collect points. That's what this stretch drive is all about.
Pretty opportunistic play by Jamie there to chip that one the way he did.
Yeah, I thought it was we don't know if it was a good pass, but it was Brendan made the pass there, and it got, I think, deflected by Setoguchi, which kind of maybe threw everything off, but it landed on Benny's stick, and he's got real quick hands, and, once he gets those in tight, he can get them off quick.
Did you get a look at that save with 3 seconds left?
Oof, yeah, we certainly did. Once again, one heck of a save, and... You know, the only thing I did like about it is he looked behind him, but he had it squeezed in there tight, but that gives a coach heart attacks. But, you know, that's just the kind of goaltending we've been getting from Kari.
Not to take away from, winning the game, but a frustrating night offensively other than that one play? I mean, that you couldn't get more going?
No, not really, because we prepared for a game like this, especially, coming in here, reading the comments of Mike, and we know how hard his team plays and, how stingy they can be, and certainly he leaned on them a little bit in the last couple of days, and we knew we were in for a hard-fought defensive battle, and so we prepared for it. So we're not discouraged by the one. We're just glad we got it.
Sure. On that same topic, it seems like there were moments where guys wanted to go one-on-one and do it by themselves, but as soon as they saw that wasn't working, they pulled it right back in and went, game plan, patience.
Yeah.
Was that a good thing to see? Because I think it is frustrating. I think as an offensive player, you'd sit there and go, I can do this by myself. I can score this goal. And it's frustrating.
It is. And I think if you have the coach telling you, you'll still try it. And if you have 20 guys telling you, you're less likely to try it. And that's the stage we're at. I think from about the 9-minute mark to the 5-minute, to the 4-minute mark, we were a little bit on our, we can get something done here. And right away, the bench reeled itself in. We all talked there a little bit, and they just last 5 minutes. I thought we were better. And
thank you.
Anything else?
Is it silly to assume you've made a decision on your goalie for tomorrow night?
We're pretty close to making a decision. We'll probably make it here on the plane, but see how everything checks out. But we'll talk to Val's here, and we'll talk to Kari. He took a shot in warm up off his shoulder, and then we'll let our goalies know as soon as we get on the plane.
Thanks, Coach.